WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Protein degradation can target and destroy cancer-causing proteins right inside the cell. It's how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.
I'm Richard Hake with Life After Sandy, WNYC's series on the recovery and rebuilding after the storm. One of the people we've been regularly checking in on is Stephen Dromalis, who lives in Ocean Breeze on Staten Island. He managed to escape with his life as floodwaters ravaged his neighborhood and home during the storm. Since then, he's discarded his ruined possessions, slept in his car, dealt with all the red tape, and come close to giving up and moving to Florida. He ended up renovating his home and 2 weeks ago moved back in. But WNYC's Jim O'Grady reports Dromalis still isn't sure if he's going to stay.
When I last saw Dromalis' house in mid-December, the floors were raw plywood and the walls stripped to the studs. Since then, a lot of sheetrocking, painting, and wiring has gone on. He's been texting me photos of the work, so when I walk in, I expect the place to look good.
Oh, look at this.
But not this good.
What a difference, right? Everything new. Everything new, from floor to ceiling.
It looks great.
Yeah, you have to see the rest of the house.
Okay.
He shows off new appliances, recessed lighting, a bathroom covered in bright white tile.
Doors, windows, everything done.
You got some classy paint on the wall?
Yes, Galveston Gray, Benjamin Moore. It's modern. Oh, you see the new floors?
Yeah.
Everything done, all brand new.
This makeover was subsidized by taxpayers. The National Flood Insurance Program paid out $86,000, and $6,000 came from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Dromalis' homeowner's insurance kicked in a small amount, and he figures he spent $12,000 on his own. And there's more to do. If he keeps his house at its present height, 4 feet off the ground, he'll have to pay much higher flood insurance. Or he can lift the house several more feet, but the government hasn't finalized how many.
People telling me I have to lift 5 feet, another 9 feet. Nobody's sure.
Putting his house on a higher foundation would keep his flood insurance premiums down, but it'll cost him up front.
If I have to go for another 30, 40 grand out of my pocket to lift a house to save, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Or he could take a buyout from the state and walk away.
We heard about buyouts. We don't know what's going on.
Governor Cuomo's Sandy relief package is providing hundreds of millions of dollars to purchase and remove homes in flood-prone areas. Dromalis, who's 46 and single, is thinking about leaving. Out on the curb, he can't help remembering how the block looked before the water came rushing in, back when every house was occupied, before the demolitions.
Two houses there are gone. Then there's one house that's still standing, then there's another one gone. Then there's two houses that are still standing, and then the one on the corner is gone.
It's lonelier than before.
When it snowed, some of the kids from across the street, all that, they used to have snowball fights. You didn't see anything this past snow. Nothing. You know, you miss those little things.
His neighbor, Charlie Mancinelli, walks up to us. He's a retired court officer who lives two doors down in a four-unit townhouse that was built to weather a flood. You have to walk up two flights of stairs just to reach the first floor. Mancinelli says his unit was largely unscathed. Would he take a buyout?
Absolutely. If they give me the buyout, I'll get out and I'll go someplace where, like a community, you know, for condos, for older people.
Dromalis thinks Sandy was a fluke.
This was a freaky thing that happened. It was a superstorm. It was a perfect storm. So I don't think we'll ever get another one again in my lifetime.
Mancinelli disagrees.
I heard on Channel 1, one of the meteorologists there says it might be another one in 4 years.
Mancinelli says it used to be pleasant to look out his window and see the waters of the bay less than 800 feet away. But now that water seems much closer and more menacing than before.
There's a lot of storms, and, you know, I'm up at night looking out the window to see if, and I'm going to wake my wife up and get out of here if it starts again. Can't live like that.
As for Dromalis, he keeps changing his mind. Sometimes he says this about living near the water.
I like it. It's nice to have the beach.
Other times he says this.
I'm not sure. If I get a buyout, if it comes close to what I want, I might just do it.
If Dromalis does qualify for a buyout and takes it, his house will presumably be demolished. All the money and labor tied up in his small but tidy bungalow, both before and after the storm, will be crushed, compacted, and hauled away. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.
Visit WNYC.org for more stories, images, video, and maps on our series, Life After Sandy. For WNYC, I'm Richard Hayden.